The Navajo Nation Council has proposed spending $1.6 million to renovate and replace more than 60 homes. About 8,000 people occupy the 1.5-acre area formerly known as the Bennett Freeze in northeastern Arizona. The federal government prohibited all building and development there in the 1960s because of a land ownership dispute between the Navajo and Hopi tribes. Economic activity came to a halt, and residents were even barred from making basic home improvements. Congress repealed the freeze in 2009, but unemployment and poverty are widespread, and many homes have become dilapidated. Walter Phelps is a delegate for the Navajo Nation Council.
I visited some homes that are in serious conditions. Just because you don't replace the roof, the water leaks in and it ruins the insulation, it ruins the sheetrock. And then if it goes into the walls, it just destroys everything. There's mold, there's mildew, there's all sorts of hazards that are created.
If the bill becomes law, the funds would be administered by the tribe's Division of Community Development. The agency would allocate the money for building materials, basic maintenance, and home repairs. The full council will now consider the spending bill. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.